From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Six people under arrest following a report of an armed robbery involving marijuana in the Salmon Creek area. County Sheriff's deputies went to the scene and met with a victim who reported he'd been awakened early Wednesday to a shotgun being held against his face. He was told, "Don't move or I will kill you." The victim and two additional victims were tied up using zip ties. The victim saw two, possibly four suspects, all with their faces covered. The suspects took about 96 pounds of hanging marijuana, which was part of a permitted grow. The investigation led to the residence of a possible suspect who lived on the 3300 block of E Street in Eureka. Deputies responded to the residence. Once on the scene, they could smell the odor of marijuana coming from the residence. Sheriff's Office marijuana enforcement team was requested, and the residence was secured while a search warrant was obtained. A total of six subjects located, arrested on the scene. It was determined that Parker Henderson and Matthew Williams were the two suspects who committed the robbery. Henderson gave his brother's name to the officers, but once he learned his brother had warrants, he gave his true name. Among the others arrested, 27-year-old Matthew Williams, 30-year-old Parker Henderson, 37-year-old Chad Sample, 50-year-old Forrest Van Dorn, 32-year-old Andrea Hansaker, and 38-year-old Angela Early, all facing charges. The cultivation site owner identified several sample bags, packaging, and untrimmed marijuana recovered at the suspect's residence. Authorities now in the process of returning the marijuana to the man. Officers with the Eureka Police Department continued their investigation into a gas station robbery in the 3500 block of Broadway. They went there early Wednesday morning for a report of a robbery. The suspect entered the store, brandished a firearm, and demanded money from the register. The suspect then fled on foot with an undisclosed amount. Well, as of yesterday, PG&E gas crews are now underway with work at various locations, depending on the week, along H, I, J, and K Streets, 2nd Street to 4th Street. For public safety and workers, there will be some road closures throughout the duration of the project, and some roads may be condensed from two lanes down to one. PG&E has hired contractors for traffic management during the work. Traffic control crews will start setting up at 7 a.m. Monday through Saturday, with construction happening between 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Residents and businesses potentially affected received letters and automated phone calls about the work. As the project progresses, crews may release natural gas from the pipeline, and you may be able to smell it. They say it will dissipate quickly in the air and that it is not dangerous. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.